Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Mizmor Tzadi Aleph, Chapter 91, Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 91, Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, is often repeated, and a quite famous piyut, chapter of Tehillim, and it's recited in numerous places and numerous times. We say it Shabbos morning, we say it at the end of Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. It's a very hopeful, powerful, meaningful, as are many chapters. And here it's a sense of refuge and comfort, of protection from HaKadosh Baruch, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace and HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us. It's directly connected, certainly, to the one right before number 90, in many, many senses, in many, many ways, both thematically, but also perhaps in a more practical way. We know the Medrash tells us that, beginning with chapter 90, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the author of 11 piyutim here, 91 being one of them. And Midrashic texts tell us that two things about Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis this chapter. One, that upon his arrival at Har Sinai, and his arrival at the essentially the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he's up to receive the Torah, he begins by saying Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, that he dwells in the shelter of the Supreme One, the One on High. Sort of makes sense in terms of his location. Separately, other Midrashim tell us that when the Mishkan was completed, Moshe Rabbeinu offered a bracha. What did he say? In Shmos Lamates, the pasuk tells us, "Vayivarech Osa Moshe." Moshe blessed him. The Medrash says, "Ma Berchon." What did he say? Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maisei Adeichem. That should be that his will that the Shechina should rest upon the deeds and actions of your hands. V'hi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, right? Which is the last verse of the previous chapter, and then Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. That you should rest in the shelter of God, which makes sense again in light of the notion that it's we're talking here about the Mishkan. So, from a sort of like a historical perspective, in terms of a timing of the writing, it makes a lot of sense for us. Additionally, the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin offers a structural breakup of the Mizmor into sort of three. One is a blessing of a father to the child. One is a prayer of a mother over that same child. And one is God's answer. So it sort of breaks down that the first 10 verses of the Perek belong to the notion of the father, the blessing of the tefillah of a father over his son, which, if you're writing it down, would go through the verse to Lo Yikrav Ba'ahalecha. And then Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, 11, 12, and 13, from a structural standpoint, belong to the tefillah of the mother, Kima Lachavi Tzevelach. That's the language of the mother. This, again, is the Gemara's language in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph, on the bottom. And then the last three verses, starting with Yudalit, 14, Kivi Choshak V'Afalteyu, that's in the first person, that's a Kodesh Baruch who's speaking to them. So you have all sorts of varieties of ways of interpreting and approaching it. The Malbim, in his Hakdama, really to the parak, which is really one line, he says, "Mitzayer ki ilu echad min hakidoshim bnei elyon malchei Hashem yedaber el hamispalel." It's sort of creating a sense that one of the ones on high, one of the holy of the holies, one of the malachei Hashem, is talking to a mispalel, speaking to the mispalel v'yaneu mayneu shelaso. And he's answering him in his questions. And his questions essentially sort of revolve around the notion of will Hashem protect me? Am I protected? Am I under tachas kanfei hashchina? That's a term we use a lot. Do I have hashkacha pratis? Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu careful and watchful and mindful of me? And is he thinking about me? And all those things sort of relate beautifully to what our Mizmor is about. Rav Hirsch writes in his Perush that is directly connected to the previous chapter, to chapter 90. He says, "B'mizmor Hakodim Teir Moshe Satzkufa Hachadosha." Moshe Rabbeinu is describing the new venue, the new reality of the world. Osama Havesh Lichuso Betoldas Adam, discussing, describing his purpose in the world. the Ketzer Hutala Am Shelav Hu Nishlach, and what is responsibility vis-a-vis that nation? What is the responsibility of that nation vis-a-vis the world? The Kabbalah Sacherus V'Satorah, to accept freedom and to accept their sovereignty of themselves in the world under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to accept the Torah. V'ilu Mizmorzeh Mitar Moshe Es HaMachzeh V'Es HaNetzach Sha'amazeh Yimatzeh B'Hadrachas Hashem HaYeshira. And here he's now describing the envelopment, the watchfulness that this nation will receive in the paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that surround them. So let's begin. Yoshev v'seitzer elyo matzil shaddai yislonan. He who dwells in the shelter of the Supreme One, of the One on High, matzil shaddai yislonan, under the protection of Shaddai he will abide. We'll have a lot of terminology here with respect to types of shelters, and the notion of names of Hashem, the different types of describing Hashem, in a much longer discussion. We could go into all the different names that are used here. You have Shin Dalad Yud, you have Yudke Vavke, you have Kelion, you have all the different types of names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have different manners in which we are watched over and protected. You have sort of different types of structures. You have wings, and you have sort of other types of protections and forces that protect us that are going on around us at the same time. So it says, Amar l'Adonai machzim mitzudasi. I say of Hashem that He is my refuge and my stronghold. Elokai eftachba, elhai eftachba, my God in whom I trust. Ki hu yatzilchu mipach yakush. Why do I say that? Right? What's the reasoning behind my saying such a thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki hu yatzilchu mipach yakush. Because He will rescue, He will save you from a trap. Midevra havos. From destructive and painful pestilence. Devra, we know well about what that is, right? We see the Mitzrim suffering from it mightily. So we have that notion going on. Be'evraso yasech lach. V'tachas kinefav techseh. With His wings He will cover me. Yasech, right? Like yasech is like the word sukkah. He'll cover over me. V'tachas kinefav techseh. Right? And then beneath His wings I'll find refuge. Right? Amichaseh, right, is to be covered, right, is to find refuge. So you have those terminologies going on at the same time. Tzina v'sochei ra amito. His truth is a shield, a full shield. Amito, not necessarily full, it's truth, it's an MS, it's purposeful, it's accurate, it's right. So what you have here is the description of why it is that I would say such a thing about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and why I am certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watchful over me. To share with you, says the Meiri as follows, Be'evraso yasech lach. What does that terminology mean? What are these things? What is tzina v'sochei ra? So he says like this, the Meiri, Be'evraso yasech lach, what's elamar? Be'kinefo yagen lach. With His wings He will protect you. V'tachas kinefav techset, tzina v'sochei ra mito. Rotz elamar, ki amito, it's true. V'hu havtachaso, it is His promise. The Kodesh Baruch will be these things for you, these protectors, these shields for you. Fehem kelim, they're vessels. These are tools that a person would use to fend themselves and shield themselves from onslaughts and attacks, from arrows and from swords. V'sochera hamakefes pineguf utzdadav. So sochera is also a kli. It's something that a person uses to protect their physical body and on their sides. V'hatzina magina b'pifnei haguf b'levat. That the tzina is something that protects the person's face. So you have almost like what you would think of sort of armor, a personal physical armor that we're talking about here. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will serve as that. Says the Sforno to sort of expand it a little bit. Ever aso yisach lach. What from who? Min ha'ivim. The Svarna says that these different types of things will protect a person both from enemies and from things that are going on around them, sort of what we would consider circumstances in the world. Bezeki Emes, says the Svarna, Shu amita shel Torah hitzina lahatzil min hamaka, that the truth of the Torah, the Emes of the Torah, is that it will be a protector from the person from any sort of a hit and any sort of an action against. V'sochei ra shelo yikrivu lecha mikrei hazman. then Sochei Ra, those types of physical structures and protections will protect a person from the times in which they live, certain things that are going on around them. Lo Sira Mipochad Laila, Mechei Tzeuf Yomam. You should not fear the terrors of the night, and you should not fear the arrows that fly by day. Midever Ba'ofel Yahaloch, Miketav Yeshut Zaharayim. The pestilence, again, you have Dever, that's quoted again, Ba'ofel Yahaloch, that goes in the darkness. Right, Ofel Afela is a sort of a sense of the darkness. Miketav Yeshut Zaharayim. The deadly plagues that ravage at noon, the things that pass and shoot by us in the afternoons. You have the full day is now described. You have Pachad Laila, you have Yomam, you have Ofel, you have Zaharayim. Essentially, it's a sort of what we'll see in other texts, in other contexts. It's all the time, right? We have the text, the notion in Tanakh, Lagisa bo yomam v'layla, that a person should be involved in Torah all day and all night. What does it mean, all day and all night? Many explain it means always, right? So then here, when it's discussing these different ones, obviously each one specifically for its time, again, which would be a very interesting an analysis as to why those specific plagues are described at certain times of the day. At the same time, it's always, you're always protected from all the different kinds of things that are going on. And not only that, from all those types of mikrim, quote unquote, all those types of natural events, but beyond that also, yipol mitzidcha elef, uruvam minecha elecha lo yigash. On your sides, your left side, 1,000 will fall. Uruvam minecha. And tens of thousands at your right side, elecha lo yigash. It shall not come near you. The nations, the enemies, they will not come near you. The different pestilences and diseases and plagues, they will not come near you. Rach beinecha sabit. You will see it with your eyes. Vishulumas v'sha'im tir'eh. And the punishments, right, the fulfillment of the wicked, you will see. What's shulumas? Rashi says shulumas is kilayom. You will see their destruction. It will not faze you, it will not physically touch you, it will not be near you, but you will be able to witness it, you will be able to see it. Interestingly, the Medrash, Tehillim, Medrash Shochar Tov, says as follows, what is Yad and Yiminecha? Mitzidcha and Yiminecha. So he says, Yipom Mitzidcha Elef, Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Hayad, She Sholetes HaMitzas Tfilin. Right? So what's the pshat? So you have the yad is protected. Tzidcha is protected. Why? Because that's the tzad, that's the left side, is the side where you wear your tefillin. Most people, at least, right? Nimsru la elef malachim neshama min hamazikin. So you have a thousand angels to protect you from the thousands that are coming against you. V'hayamin. What does it say? Miminecha. The right, shesholetes b'mitzvos harbe. The manner in which we do the mitzvos and the hand that we use to do the mitzvos, right, is the yad, is the yemincha. Uvam minecha. Ribo shemalachim ninsru lo lishom min hamazikin. So on the right side, where you have the multiplicity of mitzvos and the multiples and multiples and multiples, so there you have multiple and multiples of malachim that are there to protect you as well. Radak explains differently. Yipol, what does it mean that they will fall? Bamilchama. Shilchamu b'nei adam eila im eila. Tavur derech b'neim b'shalom. But you will not be touched. The nations of the world will fight amongst themselves, and you will walk amongst them, through them, untouched. And you will see that through those wars, they will fall to your right and to your left, and you won't be touched. The Meiri comes along and directly relates what you have in verse 8 is in verse 9. So you have Yipom Mitzidcha and Rak Beinecha Sabit. Says the Meiri as follows. V'shulumas v'sho'im. What's that? What does it mean, the fulfillment of the wicked? Rotzelamar ha'onesh ha'she'ha'el mishalim lahem tir'eh. You will see the punishment that God is meting out to them. U'bema ata zocha lezos ha'hatzlacha. And why are you worthy of that? Why are you worthy of that? Mitzah bitchoncha ba'el yisbarach. Because on the side of your faith and belief in the Kiddush Baruch Hu. Why? Ki ato samto machaseh v'sisrcha Hashem. Right? That you have the notion, you have the notion of a Kiddush Baruch Hu as being your home, being your dwelling, and being your place. So by virtue of doing that, putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the center, right, and surrounding you, but also at the center, you merit witnessing those types of things. If you want to put it in a biblical context, it's sort of the anti-Lot theory. The Lot theory was that he was rescued by virtue of the fact that he was related to Avram Avinu. So therefore, the Torah tells us he's not allowed to look. He wasn't allowed to look back to see the destruction, the kilayon of Sodom and Amorah. Opposite that is what's perhaps written here, is that by virtue of your allegiance to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and your belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and keeping to the mitzvos, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu serves as that fortress and that refuge for you, and at the same time you will witness the destruction of those who don't believe by virtue of your righteousness and your goodness. Ki ata Adonai machsi, because you have stated about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is my refuge. Machasi, he's mechaseh, he's covering me. Elyon samta me'onecha, you have made a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Supreme One, right, the one that's above us. You've made him, you have placed him, me'onecha, your dwelling. Me'onecha connects us directly back to the previous Mizmor, in Mizmor 90, in chapter 90, Mizmor Tzadi. So right at the beginning, Moshe calls it, Adonai ma'on ata hayisalanu b'dor v'dor. You have been a dwelling place, a ma'on. And that ma'on would take us back to the language of ma'on, which appears in Torah, which in his perish on Mizmor Tzadi, the Hirsch explained that ma'on perhaps is rooted in the notion of the word on, right? And on in Hebrew, not avon, but on. On in Hebrew is a season. Says Hirsch there, on is chelke hazman hatkufim. That's the way that time is broken up. An on is a season. It's a measurement of time. A ma'on then, says Hirsch, Yisodam v'nosam shel chalkei hazman hatokfim v'holchim. That's the root and the essence and the manner of the passing of the times as they go through. Hanosei hakayam hayichidi b'chol hatmurot v'hamisrachashos b'soch hazman. The one constant in all the things that pass and continue to change into flux. Ata hayisalana, you are that. L'mish'an b'chol hadoros she'avru b'chol es. That you are that place that we can rest upon and rely upon in all the generations, in every moment and in every time. Lo minikudas ra'os imo bilvad, ela minikudas ra'os ha'enoshus kula, ki adam mishtamesh Moshe b'bitur lanu. That's for us. It's for us. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is for us that kind of a, almost like a rock, a pillar, something we can rest upon and not worry about. Our Mizmor continues. Lo su'une lecha ra'a v'nega lo yikrav b'ohalecha. No evil shall before you, no plague shall come near your tent. Now here, in the way the Gemara explains, so this would be the ending point of the father talking to the son, and now moves into the discussion in the few psukim of the mother blessing and davening for her son. And why that is a discussion in the Mefarshim, the Rashi, the Maharsha describe it, perhaps in terms of going into a greater depth of analysis as to the different manners in which things are described here, but it, perhaps it's beyond the scope of now. And Ayin Sham, when you're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, to learn there and understand here. But here you have this now shift. For his angels, he will command on your behalf. Yitzav elach, he will command for you, l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha, to watch you and to watch over you, to guard you in all of your ways. Al kapayim yisa'uncha, pentigon ba'evin reglecha. They'll carry you upon their hands. Al kapayim, nesias kapayim is the hands, right? Pentigon ba'evin reglecha, lest you hurt your foot on a rock. So they will sort of lift you above the surface, above the physical world, to protect you from the bottom. Al shachan v'fesen tidroch, you'll tread upon the lions and the snakes. Tirmos kfir v'sanin, you will trample, right? You will stomp out young lions and serpents. Talking about physical, perhaps in terms of actual animals, but also perhaps describing enemies. It's perhaps the notion that we have in the Midbar. We talk about that Bnei Yisrael are protected by Anani HaKavod. So the Anani HaKavod protected them on all sides, all around them, above them, and below them. The notion of it being below them is that they were protected from any of the rascals
and the different animals that are running on the ground that they were not protected on. But you can understand the sense of being wholly protected, of being lifted off the ground and being carried along the way. That's the vision of what we're talking about here. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissaries, in a certain quote-unquote sense, the Malachim, will be that for you. That's what we want. Why? How does that work? So he says like this. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, but that's not enough. Moving into the third section, in every case, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost speaking. It's almost like a comfort zone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now speaking to us in terms of our desires and our wants and our beliefs and our hopes and our faith, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us at all times and all places. So here we just had this notion about the Malachim coming and rescuing us and protecting us. The Torah talks about the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a Malach to lead us. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want, he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Lemaisa, that's a notion that exists. We have the Ananim leading us, we have the Ananim protecting us, and now says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is all this? What is all this pshat? Right before, because before we mentioned, because you made HaKadosh Baruch Hu machsi, ki ato Hashem machsi, right? For you have proclaimed, you have said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machsi, is kelyon. So now you have kivi choshak va'al faltehu, because he clings to me, kivi mi chashak, and therefore va'afal teyu, and I will save him. Asagveyu ki yadashimi, I will strengthen him, I will make him powerful, because he knows my name, ki yadashimi. Before we continue with the last two verses there, very famously, the last two verses, Yikra'eni ve'aneu, let's just simply understand what that means, that he says here, right, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the notion of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. Yes, it's true that the Malachim will do this. Yes, it's true that the Malachim will serve as a protection for you. But listen to this, the Perush HaMalbim. Hagam she'malachav asher yitzavelach v'yasirim l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha. Yes, it's true that the Malachim that he commands to you, that he warns them that they should watch you in every one of your paths. Hey ma'kapayim yisa'uncha. They will carry you on their hands. And they won't allow you to walk upon and pass along the land on your feet. Aval Hashem Yomar, God says to them, Lo ezov eshmiraso el malachai. They simply will not allow it to be only with the malachim. Shehem yishmiru b'derech hateva, sheyisrachek min hamazik, v'sheyinatza b'derech hakorov el hateva. That they will be the ones. They will be the ones who will watch over you in the nature, in the world. And they will protect you from all the mazikin and all the dangers of the world. Ki ani ba'atzmi ashmirehu. I myself will do it. I will be the one who will be the one protecting you. I will be the one there. Why? Because yikra'eni ve'aneu imonochi b'tzara. When he calls upon me, I will answer him. What a beautiful language. Yikra'eni ve'aneu. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. Imo anochi bitzara. With him I am in his distress. Achaltzeyu v'achabdeyu. I will free him and I will honor him. Orech yamim asbi'ehu. I will satiate him with longevity, with long days. V'arehu, Yeshua see. And I will let him see my deliverance. I will let him see the Yeshua, the redemption that's coming. What a beautiful image that's going on there. Midrashim talk about the notion of what does it mean, Imo Anochi Bitzera, I am with you in your distress. So we always know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wherever we are. Wherever we travel, wherever we go, whatever we're in, whatever we're following, whatever's going on in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, even as we don't see it, even as we don't understand it. Says the Midrash, in a beautiful vision, the Yalkut Shimoni says like this, V'chein et ha-motze, lama nigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe mitoch ha-sneh? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to Moshe Rabbeinu in the sneh, in the bush? V'lo mitoch ilan acher, but not in any other tree. Why davka sneh? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heim nesunim b'shibud, v'bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, my people, are now entrenched in servitude, in slavery. V'ani nigla mitoch ilan acher, and I should reveal myself from any other tree, lefikach mitoch hasne. Dafka, therefore, because it was a snare, a burning, a sort of a fruitless bush, shakulo male kotzin, it's full of thorns. It has to match. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matches with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us. He's with us everywhere we go. Call out to me and I will answer you, because I'm with you in your pain. I'm suffering too, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know where you are. I know what you're going through. Arachim must be Ehu. I will allow you. I will give you the opportunity for longevity. And you will see the redemption. Says Hirsch, like this. The last pasuk says Hirsch as follows. Arach yamim, azakei lichios viliros as called tekufos ha-historia. I will warrant and merit to them to live and to see all the different seasons and passings and generations of history. Hinini oso le'am ha-nitzchi ha-yachid bekerev ha-amim. I am making my nation, this nation, the eternal, single eternal nation amongst all the nations of the world. Hasn't that been true, right? Where you have so many nations have come and gone, so many powers have come and gone, and the Jewish people remain as eyes and ears to all of history, as witnesses to testify to all of history. V'arehu b'shuasi. Not only that, I'm giving him longevity, v'arehu b'shuasi. Hinino sein lo yecholas, ha'hisboninos v'halichos memshalti. I am giving them the opportunity to understand in the paths and the machinations of my sovereignty and rulership of the world. Bahain ani misovev as bo yishi. With them I am going to surround and prepare and provide for the notion of the coming of my the salvation of the world, because of the entire world. Hinini no sein lo lahabit b'yishuasi. I'm going to give them to see and to envision and to be part of the coming redemption. Azakeu lichios viliros b'yishuas enoshis sheli. I'm going to let them to see the salvation of the human condition. But hagasi, in the manner in which I do it, hamevia es anoshus lidei yesha emes, that bring the people to a true and ultimate salvation. Kadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to return to a more beautiful and more wondrous place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be that refuge for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be that fortress, that place of comfort for us. We are protected. A hopeful and powerful vision exists. Certainly appropriate for Shabbos morning, in the sense that we're trying to connect in the Kirvalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're trying to raise ourselves up and inspire ourselves in our davening. And even beyond that, at the end of a Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves us, right? Why do we say it there? And we say it other places as well. Obviously, we say it in a person's passing. We say it at a levaya, at a funeral. But at the end of Shabbos, Shabbos is going back into the world. We're separating now from that closeness, perhaps, in a certain sense. And we're taking the message with us. We're comforted by it. We are, in a sense, consoled by it as the Neshama Yisera leaves us. But at the same time, it allows us to carry forward and allows us to go on. So here in this Merrick, you have the sense of bracha, the sense of feeling, the sense of hope, the sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being our home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a place where we live and we feel comfortable, and the reasons why that is, and what goes on by virtue of being sort of enveloped and surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what can go on around us and what is around us.